Okay, Peter, let's hear it. Yeah, no question, nothing. I got tired of questioning. Do you have any question? Good. Let's hear it. The difficulties of the path.
Story of two brothers, one of whom had a few hairs on his chin,
while the other was a beardless boy. They went to sleep in a house for celibates. One night, as it happened, the beardless one piled mud bricks over his buttocks. At length, a pederast crept in and craftily, softly, took off the bricks from his back. The boy awoke and began to quarrel, saying, "Where are these bricks? Where have you taken to? Why did you take them?" He replied, "Why did you put those bricks there?" etc.
Okay. What does that mean? First of all, I don't know if you get it or not, because my English is not that good. Story of the brothers, one of them had a few hairs, the other one was hairless. Means what? The word kuse and amrad has a lot of different meanings, and mainly is about a man who doesn't have the manhood power. That's what the trick is. Sexually, they are not active, they are passive. So when they go and sleep, one of them will block his path with the bricks, just to be safe, not to be fucked during the night. Simple as that. Now, let's hear it. Yes.
A beardless boy and a youth with a few hairs on his chin came to a festive gathering, for there was an assembly place in the town. The select party remained busy till the day was gone and a third of the night had passed. The two did not leave that house for celibates. They lay down to sleep there for fear of the night patrol. The youth had four hairs on his chin, but his face was like the full moon. The beardless boy was ugly in appearance. He placed 20 mud bricks behind his arse. At night, a pederast overwhelmed by lust approached through the crowd. That libidinous one removed the bricks. As soon as he touched the boy, he jumped, awoke, and said, "Hey, who are you, O dog worshipper?" He asked, "Why did you pile these 30 mud bricks?" He replied, "Why did you remove the 30 bricks? I'm a sick boy, and because of my weakness, I took precautions and made here a place to lie down." He replied, "If you're ill with a fever, why didn't you go to the hospital or to the house of a kindly physician in order that he might relieve you of your malady?" "Why," said he, "where can I go? For wherever I go, persecuted, some foul, ungodly miscreant like you springs up before me like a wild beast. The Dervish convent, which is the best place, not there do I find safety for one moment. A handful of pottage eaters direct their looks at me.
Okay, what's going on?
You heard it.
There are two not masculine fellows. One is beautiful, the other one is ugly. Then what? Then he will cover with the brick his back to protect himself. He sleeps. The guy will come and will pick it up. Then what? Then there was a dialogue. About what? You see, the situation and position is something that they cannot talk about it openly. They pretend that here is not raping matter. Let's argue. He would say, hey, why did you put all these bricks? He would say, how did you take them all? Why? He would say, I wanted to protect myself because I'm sick. He said, if you're sick, why didn't you go to hospital? And this argument back and forth for what? It's an argument to cover up the actions. What is happening here? A homeless, strong guy wants to rape someone. That some fellow who knows it in advance tries to protect himself. But it doesn't work that way. Yes.
A handful of pottage eaters direct their looks at me, their eyes bursting with lust and their hands pressing their balls. And even he that has regard for decorum steals covert glances. Since the convent is this, what must...
He goes to a real extreme here. In no book you will find this word which is used in here. To talk about the prick by word. Why? Because the subject is that. There is this subject that nobody wants to talk about. But guess what? Everybody wants to do it. Here, he explains that wherever I go, whenever, with whoever, they want to fuck me. This is it. This is the reality of our existence, isn't it? You all try not to be cheated upon, because everybody has a tendency to cheat upon. One of the major weaknesses in the culture of the human being is sex. Because sex is the base of being, is the instrument of reproduction, right? all animal, they have that tendency. When it is a matter of sex, what is it? Me. Because I'm thinking only about me. Here, with all these arguments, he painted the picture for you. Then, now he's explaining it. Yes?
Since the convent is this,
what must the public market be like? A herd of asses and boorish devils.
When I go in Khanagah, this place that all the dervishes will come and we'll pray and we'll go around and we'll do all of this stuff, even there I'm not safe. So where am I safe? Where is my safety? Yes?
What has an ass to do with decorum and piety? How should an ass know reverence and fear and hope? Intelligence consists in being safe and in the desire to act justly towards woman and towards man. But where is intelligence? And if I run away and go to the women, I should fall into tribulation like Joseph.
Says, okay, this is the masculine game and happening, right? So I want to run away. If I run away and if I go through the women, then what will happen? Same thing. Do you remember Joseph, the story? Because that's what it is. All these tendencies of showing off to each other who has what. Zulaikha gathers everyone to show them off. This guy that is my servant now, right? And all that, even that is not the answer to this question, it's not the solution. Yes?
Joseph suffered imprisonment and torment at the hands of a woman. I should be divided amongst 50 gibbets. Those women in their foolishness would attach themselves to me, and their nearest and dearest would seek my life. I have no means of escape either from men or women. What could I do, since I belong neither to these nor to those?
This is a tricky way of explaining something. You see what it is? This is, when we're talking about sex, we're talking about a game between who? Between everyone. It's not between male and the female only. Because around you, there are people who are not masculine and who are not feminine. They are in between. Then what? The complication.